Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Our good friend Peter Meyer is back, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. Peter's back. Our 15-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, author of a couple of best-selling books, Warp Speed Growth, and my favorite, one of my favorite books in my entire library, Creating and Dominating New Markets. You hear me talking about that, referring to that book and its contents often, even when Peter's not here. He's our good friend Peter Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure to have you back. Folks, Peter is currently an avid cyclist, road biker. And I am a former avid cyclist, but still love the sport. And of course, one of the things we have in common is that we both love watching the Tour de France. And the 3 weeks just wrapped up yesterday. And Peter, one of the things that I was so admired, and think business owners and business employees, stakeholders, can learn from the Tour de France, this year was watching the Sky Team push their leader, who was deserving all by himself, into winning the Tour de France, a 21-day, 2,300-mile over the Alps and over the Pyrenees race, an amazing physical athletic event, but it was all done by teamwork, wasn't it?
It was indeed. I think it's important to look at this and say that the winning margin was only a minute and a half after 23 days, 4,000 kilometers of racing.
Yeah,
1.5 minutes was the difference between winning and being famous. And losing, nobody remembering who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So that all the small things that go on during the tour, all the little things that the winning team gets to do, those little things really add up and make a big difference.
And some of the little things you and I couldn't see, but we, even though we knew they were going on, like the communication, the technology, and the support staff, but it's a lot of the teamwork we could see. Because look at how many times you saw the maillot jaune, the yellow jersey, on Chris Froome, their leader. How many times you saw him, but you rarely saw him alone. He was almost always next to or surrounded by his teammates.
He was. They were. Their team is focused on certain principles which guide their behavior all season long, and certainly all race long. And one of them is that you never leave the leader alone. You always have somebody nearby who can help in the case of a flat tire or if they have a sudden need for something. There's always somebody there to help the leader through. That's part of bike racing at the very highest level. And that teamwork, that team emphasis, is a major component of why the three top riders got to their spot. No question about it. Their teams were incredibly well put together and well managed the entire time.
Well, and they have something in professional racing called the lead out, and that's the person in front of you who's breaking the wind for you to make your pedaling easier when you need it to be. And of course, we often saw Chris Froome, the winner and the leader of that team. We often saw him on his own doing justifying the win on his own, but a lot of times, if there was a teammate, they were in front of him, helping him along when he needed it. And that's a lesson, I think, for a lot of us. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think in a five-hour stage and 23-day race, Froome was on his own only a little bit of the time because his team was focused on making sure that they set him up correctly every day for every event, every part of every event. So when you saw the famous parts, all the things that looked like it was him on his own, it because the team did such a great job of setting him up, didn't they?
And he only had to be exposed as an individual when it was the time to be exposed.
Exactly. Until the last couple of days, he always had all the support needed around him all the time.
And
it's
so
incredibly hard.
The lesson to me here, Peter, is you know, if you know you don't have a bike, you don't have a cycling team, but you have a team, and the teamwork, whatever that needs to be, the better the teamwork, the more likely the success.
Absolutely true. That's part of setting things up correctly from the beginning.
Right.
Making the choice before you start.
Choose the right teammates, right?
Choose the right teammates, choose the right strategy, and choose to keep the team focused on one goal alone.
And establish that goal in the beginning and execute it all the way through.
Yes.
That's what we saw. That's what we saw. And it was about as, this, I'm going to say this was about as pretty a Tour de France win as I've seen in a long time. Peter, what do you think?
Well managed all the way through.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Peter Meyer and I, we're going to come back, and Peter's going to give us back some time in our day. Would you like that? I would. Tony Tell, I'm Jim Blessinger. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.